WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Former President Trump's officially on his way to Georgia, where he is set to surrender soon in the state's RICO case. His supporters waiting there to cheer him on.
Sitting in a folding chair and waving a Trump 2024 flag, Dorothy Simmons says the indictments don't affect her feelings on the former president.
I don't believe they are the truth, and I stand for truth. That's what I believe in.
Another supporter, Molly Sturgeon, believes it's a political persecution.
This is a travesty of justice.
But Joe Smith says he came down to show his appreciation for Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis.
It's important to me that they follow, justice takes its course here.
Fulton County resident Gregory Wright tells me he also supports the district attorney.
No, everybody's not lying.
Outside the Fulton County Jail, Jonathan O'Brien for CBS News, Atlanta.
The Pentagon's weighing in now on whether a Russian mercenary leader was killed yesterday in a small plane crash.
Our initial assessment, based on a variety of factors, is that he was likely killed.
As for what brought down the aircraft with 10 people aboard, General Patrick Ryder says that's also uncertain.
Nothing to indicate, no information to suggest that there was a surface-to-air missile.
That's CBS's Linda Kenyon reporting that crash following Yevgeny Prigozhin's failed military coup in Russia. Maui County has now sued Hawaiian Electric Company over the fires that destroyed Lahaina. It claims the utility negligently failed to shut off power despite strong winds and dry conditions. At least 115 people have died there. We should get an update soon from police on that bar shooting in California where at least three people were killed last night. CBS's Carter Evans is in Tribuco Canyon.
And we heard gunshots just randomly start going off. And then a few minutes later, we heard it kind of increasing. We were kind of scared and we kind of ran back inside.
Jonathan Ziv lives nearby and heard gunfire. He says the historic bar is a beloved spot for bikers and families.
The shooter also died. He was a former cop targeting his estranged wife. Brian Koberger's murder trial has been delayed indefinitely in Idaho. He is accused of brutally killing four University of Idaho students off campus last November. Attorneys say they need more time to prep their defense. Lizzo is firing back. Well, my girls.
Lizzo is suing her ex-backup dancers for malicious prosecution in response to their lawsuit accusing her of sexual, racial, and religious harassment. The singer's lawyer has shared photos with people of the three plaintiffs that appear to show them having fun with performers backstage at a topless cafe in Paris in March. They claim they were forced to attend the show and engage in acts they were uncomfortable with.
That's Deborah Rodriguez. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Kidney dialysis patients in the city of Waukesha should contact their doctor before the water transition.
The city of Waukesha will next month shift to using Lake Michigan water, which involves changing the disinfectant process from chlorine to chloramines. The transition might impact kidney dialysis, and officials are telling City of Waukesha dialysis patients to consult their local kidney center before the switch to chloramines. They could determine if any adjustments are necessary for dialysis machines and procedures. Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Severe storms are following up 2 days of extreme heat. Thunderstorms started popping up at around 4:30, with Waukesha, Milwaukee, and Racine counties getting the most action. High winds and hail are involved. We'll keep you posted with any further severe weather information. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Saturdays and Sundays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays and Sundays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates Radio.
The entire light beer industry is under attack from the right at this time. Apparently, that they no longer have women in bikinis selling the beer.
I would suggest, and this is on the Fox Entertainment Network.
I believe it's the Fox News. Well,
well, I just hope I don't get to the Captain Morgan and Diet Cokes, man. That'd be a sad day.
The Devil's Advocates Radio with Dom and Crute. Weekdays 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
The Joint Finance Committee, again in the middle of the night, took that out and said, well, hey, you have all this money coming from the federal government. Why don't you use that to create this program? Well, guess what? We proved it worked. Wages went up $2 an hour. There actually are a couple extra childcare businesses open now than there were about a year ago. And that's going to stop. Just Monday, we lost two.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Miss our conversations on air? Join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Yellow moon coming up tonight.
What is up, Wisconsin? You're listening to Raised in Wisco. I'm your host, Joel Clayfish, alongside Danielle Fairman on 540 AM WAUK 101 FM, The Shaw, Raised in Wisco. And this is so typical Wisconsin. It's 99 degrees out. Say hello, Danielle.
Oh, hello. I have not melted away in the last 2 days.
Have you been working outside in this?
Outside, yes. And pieces of equipment that blow hot air. Or right next to an engine compartment, so it just radiates.
I'm way too fat for that. I cannot do that.
But however, luckily, I have really nice coworkers that we all like take shifts in equipment, so we just like sit in the air conditioning for an hour, then this person sits in the air conditioning for an hour.
A lot of the guys that I hunt with, actually, who do construction or work outside in this kind of heat, they've been getting to work at like starting their work day at like 5:30, 6 a.m., and then they're done. They're calling it quits at like 11 or noon.
See, we work in residential areas, and okay, as heavy equipment operators, we run heavy equipment. We cannot start our engines until 7:30, 8 o'clock, because everyone complains
right
about
that. Well, a lot of places have got ordinances against it, even so.
I mean, I would love to start at 5.
Here's, you know what, something that's crazy to me. It's like human people cannot handle the heat. I mean, this is like oppressive. I mean, out of control oppressive. But for some reason, the animals love it. The animals and the insects love it. They like they are out like crazy. I
with
am
their
seeing
fur coats on.
I was scouting yesterday and the day before, and I saw geese. I mean, now geese are flying late because of the heat. They kind of want to come and eat a little bit later. But I saw turkeys everywhere. Yo, if you're out there and you're listening to the show, and you guys can check us out throughout the great state of Wisconsin on your Civic radio stations. We replay this show at 11 a.m. Saturdays in a million markets across the state, and I've been approached by people throughout the state, which is fantastic. The numbers are growing. The family of Raised in Wisco is growing. Of course, we do have our loyal listeners out in Oconomowoc, the Kennedy clan, and so we're going to say shout out, hey, to them. But I have to tell you, this Saturday is the Wisconsin Waterfowl Hunters Expo.
Yes, it is.
And it is going to be, my head is absolutely spinning from it. We've had guests on from Todd Schaller to Bruce Ross because we have a huge show this weekend.
I was like, is it spinning from your sweet find at True Value?
Did you see that?
That's, I did.
How cool is that?
I was going through, I'm like, whoa, wait a minute.
Yes, we have the provider, Spices and Rubs, which is under the umbrella of the Fowl Life. It is like the best spices and rubs and sauces, the provider right wing sauce. And we have it now on sale at Lorleberg's True Value.
That is
go get it
sweet
at Lorleberg's True Value in Oconomowoc.
Just look for Joel's face.
Really, really cool. I'm sorry. It felt really cool because they got like a cool picture of me carrying a turkey. I'm going to tell you, most of the time in real life, I look like a complete and total dork. So when someone snaps a picture that's kind of cool of me, I'm pretty jacked about it. So big shout out to Jeff Borkert who owns the True Value out there. Stop in, grab one of the spices, take your picture, send it in to us.
Well,
and the
cool
thing about it is the Follow Life and Provider Brands gave a nice shout out to WAUK and Raised in Wisco on the sign. So there's a display with the spices, with the Provider Right Wing sauce. Go check it out. It's pretty awesome. I hope Crute, the boss, is listening. Anastasia, does he listen?
Like,
she's shaking her head. No.
You think he listens to anything other than his show?
No, you know what? That's probably how he is. He probably listens to his show and none of ours.
And if he's hearing this right now, no, he didn't.
But, Crute, I have to tell you, Anastasia had a great idea today. She thinks we need a billboard.
Yeah, we should.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you, Anastasia.
See? Yeah, thank you.
That
for
was
being
such
so
a good idea.
Well, if we do have a billboard, we should have Anastasia on it with us, I think.
Oh, of course.
So, Crute, if you're listening, we want a billboard. I mean, I think that picture Danielle and I took for the promo shots would be a pretty awesome billboard.
Yeah, one of the, like, the 17 pictures
of us.
Yeah,
again, I look good on that picture. I look actually kind of thin on that picture. I don't even understand.
Because you are thin.
No. I hide it all below the table.
Linda, you're thin.
Listen, Linda. That's so not true. Do you even remember the Listen, Linda meme that was on the Facebook or on the Instagram?
On the gram.
On the Book of Faces.
Yeah, it's that young kid.
Yeah.
Linda, listen.
It's so good. It's like 99 degrees out today, and we're going to be hunting geese within like
8 days.
8 days.
8 days.
That is obnoxious.
And Banna and I were training this when I got home from work in the rain, just in case it rains on the...
Why were you training in that? Why would you come home? I don't know. First of all, you must have to drink water like the whole day, literally.
The whole day. I put a whole 12-pack of Gatorade in the freezer, and then I bring like 3 frozen Gatorades to work, and then I drink a gallon with liquid IV.
Yeah. You know Woody, my buddy Woody.
Yes,
one of my
I know Woody. Everybody
buddies.
Knows Woody.
So he's out. They were out doing construction, and he said some of the guys started like getting sick to their stomach and started feeling like they were like had like stopped sweating. And
that's
I'm like,
not good.
Bruh. Do you understand that's like heat exhaustion, like, and heat stroke is the next step. So be careful out there. But you know, we're within 8 days of running around with decoys in a field this Saturday. So it's Thursday when the show is live right now.
Yep.
We are live.
Yeah, live. Call us 844-967-2789.
Well, I can't believe you haven't memorized. I still don't. We're live Thursday nights, but Saturday we broadcast throughout the state on the Civic Media stations. And Saturday, if you hear the show at 11 o'clock, you still have plenty of time to get to the Wisconsin Waterfowl Hunters Expo. I'm cooking, and I know what I'm doing. I made 4 wild goose pot pies, and I have to tell you, I actually made like 6 of them. I delivered 2 to farmers, and they are unbelievable. They turned out so good. And then I'm going to show you how to cook one at the Wisconsin Waterfowl Hunters Expo. I'm doing a wild game cooking seminar at the main stage. We're running a meat calling contest. That's at 2 o'clock.
2 o'clock?
At 11 o'clock. Or I'm sorry, that's at 11 o'clock. At 2 o'clock, we're having the meat calling contest. This is an unofficial, unsanctioned duck calling contest.
So wait, hold on. This sounds like a fantastic plug because go by you and eat your food at 11 o'clock. Come by me and
listen to
me talk about women and waterfowl.
I was just going to get to that. What is the panel that you're doing?
So the panel is me and 5 other girls, and we're talking about how getting women in the waterfowl and how we're growing as a community, the women out there, women in the outdoors.
Is it going to be all like superficial stuff, or are you guys going to get into some of the nitty gritty of what it takes to become a waterfowler and and some of the challenges that women in waterfowl face or in hunting in general? Are you guys going to get into some meaty stuff, or is it just going to be lighthearted, superficial
stuff? It's going to be the meaty stuff. It's going to tell you how we got into it and why we got into it, but then it's also going to tell you we're going to talk to you about what it takes to be. To become what we are, not what we
I'm
are, but
say
you know,
something
out
right
there.
Now
that what are you
I'm,
gonna say?
Well, I'm afraid I don't want to get I don't want to get criticized for this, but I, you know what? Again, I don't care. I'm not a politically correct type, but I'm going to tell you what women. Women are going to save hunting in the United States.
Save hunting?
Yes. Numbers are going down around the state of Wisconsin, around the country. Now, we do have leveled off waterfowl hunting numbers, but numbers are going down of hunters nationwide. And a lot of, you know, some of it has to do with tightening rules on firearms, which are ridiculous because those people out there hunting are not people hurting with firearms, hurting others with firearms. That's just silly. Some of the anti-sentiment, you know, you've got folks out there who literally are anti-hunting, and then they go and they buy their ground beef at the grocery store. They're fine with an animal born in a cage, raised in a cage, killed in a cage to be fed to them, but they're not fine with an animal that lives free its entire life and gets whacked one day. That just drives me nuts. But the bottom biggest problem is this 3-inch by 7-inch handheld unit, two-dimensional unit that so many people are so God bless and obsessed with that I can't even stand. They're staring at their iPhones all day long instead of putting it down, picking up something, getting in the outdoors. I don't care if you hunt or don't hunt. Grab a kayak, for God's sake, and God knows I wouldn't end up in a kayak. Yeah. I don't fit in the hole, and if that sucker flips, I'm done dancing. I'm just telling you, get off of the phone, Danielle.
Yes. Oh, don't tell me. Just tell the world. I'm just saying, get out there enough. I agree with you wholeheartedly.
We need, and so this comes, I'm going to bring my point around here. The bottom line is that the fastest and largest growing contingent of hunters is women aged 18 to 35. Now, what does that mean? That means if hunting the greatest heritage in the United States, the founding fathers counted on it to live and survive. And by fathers, I mean fathers, mothers, sisters, and brothers. When they were moving across this country, discovering new territory, one of the main reasons they loved this land as much as the natives who were here understood it and loved it is because the earth and the bounty that places like Wisconsin and across this country have provided for people. And here we are now where something that is fundamental to humanity, which is gathering, foraging, being in the outdoors. You know, no wonder we're all chubby. Come on, man.
Speak for yourself, Joel.
Well, I am speaking. Anastasia, I am speaking for myself.
When you throw around, we're all chubby, mister. Get him, Anastasia. Get him.
To be fair, as a country, we are of the chubbier countries.
Right. We are of the chubbier countries. Yes, we are.
Doubt about it. We have clothing brands named Husky. Come on. For real. So getting out there and helping promote getting out there and being part of the outdoors and hunting and foraging and making your life provider style from the field to the table is an obligation, I feel. And I think it's women who are going to save us.
I do now. Now that you put it more like that, I absolutely do. We're definitely the fastest growing.
I don't even have to put it like that. You are doing it. You're out there with women's groups. You meet new hunters all the time.
Speaking of women's groups, I just went out bass fishing this past weekend, kayak fishing, and our wonderful kayaks do not include a hole. It's a chair on top. No, it's very stable.
Bologna sausage. I will never get in one of those sideways bananas, I'll tell you that.
Sideways bananas? What?
They are horrible. And they're, I'm not going to say, they're not, look, Sherpers, downtown, Robbie Sherper, Gary Sherper, fantastic people. They sell kayaks.
Sideways
they sell the
bananas?
I'm just, you go for it. So you're out there.
Okay, so we're out there bass fishing. I am completely brand new to bass fishing, but I wanted to go with all girls because I don't feel judged. I don't feel pressured. It's different. I don't understand why, but it is.
When you say you don't feel judged, what does that mean? Why would you feel judged if you?
Because I feel like I don't need to impress anybody, but I feel less likely to need to impress chicks. Like I think I'm one of the dudes.
I've known you.
I feel like
I'm
one of the dudes.
Danielle, we've known each other for more than like almost 2 decades. I don't feel like you feel like you have to impress anyone. You're out there just to enjoy the sport, aren't you?
I am, 100%.
I mean, that's what it seems like to me.
You're just saying
it's more comfortable.
It's extremely comfortable. But that kind of brings us to our guest that we get to bring in.
You know what? It's good that we're going into the break talking about fishing because we have 20 seconds left, and we're just going to tell you, we're going to tease it. Cody Doberstein from Reaction Tackle is
Woo!
Here. Reaction Tackle, what the Packers are going to be doing a lot of this year, and fishing equipment. We'll be right back on Raised in Wisco.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And apparently, Maggie Dawn, Big Newton lover
of the Maggie Dawn Show.
I was so offended, Jane. You know how much I love and admire you. You're like my freaking radio hero. And then to hear you bash my Newton.
It's still bad.
You want the cakey part cakey. You want the jammy part jammy. That is like bringing me back.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold. 1993 to 1999. And again, 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football. You're about to find out. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. A severe thunderstorm watch continues until 10 p.m. tonight. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tonight, otherwise overcast. Lows around 65, winds out of the northeast, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mainly cloudy tomorrow, highs around 8. Slight chance for scattered rain showers tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 62, partly cloudy skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 77 degrees.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Yeah. Smooth criminals.
Speaking of smooth criminals.
Wow. Who's a criminal?
I was going to say, speaking of smooth criminals, Danielle Fairman is right next to me.
Hello. Let me,
can I just say, and I don't, you could don't say, take this wrong.
Don't.
You would be the least smooth criminal ever if you were a criminal. If you were a criminal, would you be a smooth criminal?
I'd be a ninja. Are you kidding me?
I'm
you
not
wouldn't even notice
that.
I'm there. I'll just karate chop. Like,
okay.
Take out your knees.
No, I think you're wrong.
Steal your
wallet. Dog can't even go into a room without like, knocking stuff over, Danielle.
I'd be like, look at my dog, and I'd just steal their wallet.
Your dog, I love your dog. Your dog is one of the sweetest, most awesome dogs ever. But
thank you.
He can't even, like, he's not smooth. And, like, dog-like owners with, even Anastasia's actually laughing. I've accomplished one of my major goals today.
You're
Anastasia.
A bit of a crunchy criminal. More
I'm crunchy.
Criminal,
she's
yeah.
a crunchy criminal.
I don't like that word.
Smooth, crunchy?
I don't like that. I don't want to be crunchy.
Well, that's because people relate the term crunchy to like anti-hunting kind of thing. Maybe
yeah,
that's why
yeah,
you
I was
like
thinking
crunchy.
Cornflakes.
Cornflakes?
Flake, okay, back flaky to fishing. Criminal.
So we got a guest today who I'm actually pretty jacked about because in the state of Wisconsin, you know, we have such an unbelievably unique opportunity here. We've got the Great Lakes of Wisconsin, and we have done something magical by taking saltwater fish, salmon, trout, you know, the Chinooks, sea forel and trout, the rainbows, browns, steelheads, and we have made them freshwater fish. Now, they work in brackish waters, but also brackish is like a combination of freshwater and saltwater. But we have a flourishing fishing in the Great Lakes of the state of Wisconsin. We have the Mississippi River, which has got Pool 9, the world famous Pool 9 that Danielle's like, pool, there's like swimming pools up.
What kind of pool is this?
And one of the best bass fisheries in the country. We run national bass contests out of it on the Wisconsin and Minnesota side. And we've got more inland lakes than any other state in the country per capita, per square footage, per area. Cody Doberstein, Reaction Tackle. How first of all, how did you get hooked up with Reaction Tackle? What is Reaction Tackle? And what has fishing got to do with this state, which is literally one of the biggest fishing states in the country?
Well, what's going on, everybody? Glad to be here, Joel and Danielle. Thanks so much for having me on the show.
Super psyched. So I started 2 months ago with Reaction Tackle, which is based out of Big Bend, Wisconsin. We are a tackle manufacturer, and we've got over 75 products and 1,500 unique SKUs. And I got linked up with Reaction Tackle because I was working at a company that I really hated what I was doing. I was
okay. We don't need to mention that company.
Nope,
fantastic manufacturing partner in the great state of Wisconsin.
Yes, I was unhappy at my role, and Reaction Tackle had reached out to me. So I had applied for a role, and I actually didn't get the role I was applying for, and pitched them a brand new role I thought could really benefit them, being my current role, which is lead content creator in partnerships and promotions, and kind of the face and branding, the face and personality behind the brand.
Did anybody ever think we'd have like branding, social media, yeah, when it comes to fishing? I mean, fishing is like one of the most basic joys in life. You put a lure or a worm on a hook, and you go and you throw it in a pond somewhere.
Absolutely.
And now, in order to compete in this industry, in the outdoor industry, in fishing, in hunting, in anything quasi-related to the outdoors, you have to have a brand ambassador.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have, you know, relationship. You have to understand how Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, everything works. How do you market jigs?
Yeah, it's a phenomenal question. I think, you know, when it comes to branding, I think the Googan Squad really did a phenomenal job of just creating this cohesive group of guys, and they went out and they started these huge social media channels, and branding really is a personality.
Who are the Googan group of guys?
The Googan Squad?
Yeah.
Well, they all started as YouTubers.
All right.
And they created content and then ended up creating the company, the Googan Squad, and then promoting all their products through their social media. So now the fishing industry is really, you need some sort of a personality and some consistency, face, look, feel, and vibe to your content. I believe, at least, that's why I pitched the role.
Oh, there's no doubt. Oh, yeah. People relate to other people. That's why, you know, the Foul Life, the Provider, Jargon Calls, you know, WAUK puts pictures of their personalities on. Now, just about every radio show you listen to, you can see it on Facebook or YouTube, or you can go back and watch the podcast. I mean, people will sit and stare at Joe Rogan's face for hours on end, which I don't get. I mean, I think the guy's entertaining, but this has become such an integral part of marketing, hasn't it?
Absolutely. And speaking of Joe Rogan, I did bring four of our hats into the studio. I handed them out to the crew here. And
yeah, if you're watching right now,
you can watch live on Facebook.
You can see
WAUK.
I do want to point out that
this filter looks so good on Joel.
I love this. I don't know if it's a filter or what, but it takes every wrinkle out and gives my skin this like cool glow.
Oh, my Lanta.
I mean, it's difficult. Well, it's very difficult.
Nobody tell him that all I did was turn HD off, okay?
You turn the HD
off? We're
going
to keep that between us, okay?
Yeah, well, I think they used to do that on the show Moonlighting to make people appear, like, younger than they were.
Man.
I don't care what you did, Anastasia. I'll take it because I know it's difficult to improve on the handsomeness of this specimen here, but when you look at the way this filter, you don't have to laugh so hard at that, Danielle.
You look good, Joel. You look good.
Thank you.
You do.
Thank you, Cody.
You do. I brought hats. I'm giving compliments. I'm the brown noser.
The hats are really
sweet. I gave you beer.
No. Let's just.
Rip beer. Come on. What kind of place do you think we are?
Well, let's take it back here to what
Joel's
question was.
We're having rip beer floats later.
How do you market jigs, all right? It's a tough question.
We have 30 seconds, so
30
quickly.
Seconds, and we're going to break, but we got a whole half hour to talk to you about it. How do you market jigs? Tell us leading into
the break. Well, you got 75 products. How do you segment those out, and how do you look at the seasonality of the products, and how do you look at the sales and look at the analytics of things? I analyze all of that, and I'm putting together a really strong strategy on how to target specific people in
awesome.
The seasonality. So
when we come back, we're going to talk to Cody about what are the hottest lures, especially in the heat of summer. And as we move into fall, people are going to start thinking about musky fishing and northern fishing. We're going to talk about that and give
ice
you some
fishing.
Clues. And ice fishing. Danielle, take us to the break.
Oh, you just did. Dang it.
We're going to the
Onto
break. We'll be
pressure.
Right back on Raised in Wisco.
Onto that pressure. I was thinking
broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM. Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM. This is The Shaw, WAUK.
CBS News brief. Former President Trump is en route to the Fulton County Courthouse to surrender in the Georgia election case. He'll be processed and his mugshot taken. CBS's Nicole Killian.
Trump's bond was set at $200,000. He's charged with 13 counts, including racketeering, criminal conspiracy, and making false statements.
The Defense Department says it has not confirmed details about yesterday's Russia plane crash or if the Wagner mercenary group leader died. Pentagon spokesman General Patrick Ryder.
Nothing to indicate, no information to suggest that there was a surface-to-air missile. But beyond that, I'm really just not going to have any further information.
Authorities say a retired police officer opened fire at a Southern California bar, shooting his estranged wife and her dinner companion before firing at random and being killed by deputies. Three died, six were injured. Orange County Sheriff Don Barnes.
We had over 80 patrol units respond to this incident with over 100 deputy sheriffs who were on scene in different capacities.
CBS News Brief. I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Severe storms are following up 2 days of extreme heat. Thunderstorms started popping up at around 4:30, with Waukesha, Milwaukee, and Racine counties getting the most action. High winds and hail are involved. We'll keep you posted with any further severe weather information. The free rides will continue on the hop. City of Milwaukee officials are not considering implementing fares for the streetcar system, as past attempts in other municipalities didn't boost revenue. It would also require additional operational costs. The current funding sources for the hop include state and federal transit grants, advertising revenue, and contributions from the city's transportation fund. Milwaukee's downtown streetcar system is up on ridership, with increased numbers due to Harley-Davidson's anniversary and Summerfest. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wisconsin's manner of funding local government is nearly singular in the country. That cheese stands alone, if you will. It hasn't been working in Milwaukee. It hasn't been working in Rhinelander. It hasn't been working in La Crosse, Green Bay, Madison, Kenosha, Racine. I don't care what you pick. It ain't working.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Follow Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
Chase Rice is awesome. He hunted with us with the Fowl Life last fall, and he was just in town here in Milwaukee about 3 months ago, and he hit me up and was like, hey, you want to come chill in the trailer ahead of the show? And I was like, duh, that would be awesome. So we went, and I brought Becky and Violet with me, and And Chase had his girlfriend there, and they hit it off. And now she is a Dallas Cowboys cheerleader.
What?
Yeah, she was trying out at the time, and she made the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders. And my daughter is like, cheerleading's like her
it is
super fun world. I mean, that's like one of her 8,000 extracurriculars, and she loves it. It's awesome. But I hung out with Chase, and we talked about gator hunting the whole time.
Ooh, I still need to go gator hunting.
Yeah, you definitely need to go alligator hunting. It's awesome. And the best thing about it is the gator is so good to eat, and then on top of it, the hide makes such awesome things.
Do you need line for gator hunting?
We do. Actually, a lot of times we do hunt the gators with musky rods. I'm not even joking about that.
A little reaction tackle.
What state do you gator hunt in?
We hunt in Florida.
Florida? Aren't you having a huge issue with pythons down there?
Yeah, they are.
All the gators?
Well, I don't think the pythons are eating the alligators. Well, I mean, I'm sure they're eating some of them. Huh. But there are so many. I mean, there are so many alligators down there. I got to show you. Look at this.
What are we looking at?
I wish I could. I wish radio had a visual medium. These are the alligator gun slings that I just had made.
Oh, yeah.
Rock
what are those?
And roll.
Aren't what are they those? Awesome? The bumps called?
The Hornback or the Scoots.
Scoots. That's it.
Yeah. So if you're watching, I had Butch Ledoux, who's been a guest on this show before, made those. You want to talk about quality
fine
work.
Job.
Those are.
Let me see that close
those
up.
Are gun slings.
How long do those take to break in? They look stiff.
They well, they're a little bit stiff, but you know what? It doesn't matter when a gunsling's stiff. It's
That looks.
But they're so
perfect.
They are so sweet. He's so talented. He's a serious artist. Cody Doberstein is here from Reaction Tackle.
Yes, sir.
Sounds. I mean, you know, did you? First of all, I just have to ask: was the name Reaction Tackle? It just fits so well with a state that loves the Green Bay Packers. I mean, Reaction Tackle.
It is an awesome name. I only get the tackle part from Green Bay Packers.
Like Green Bay Tackers. Like it's a reaction tackle by blah, blah, I don't know.
Okay. I mean, that works.
I don't know. I'm a linguist, Danielle. What do you want?
Are you not surprised that another company in the fishing industry was called Reaction? With how popular that term is, everything is
right because of
reaction.
What is it in the fish? The fish has got that membrane or nerve that they get that reaction strike from. We always say, "Oh, it's a reaction strike." You tick them off enough, you put it in front of their face. Can't use the P word on radio, Danielle. That's one of the words you cannot use. So you tick them off by dancing that lure, that jig, in front of their face long enough, and they will have a reaction strike. Right?
Yeah.
Is
or
that
like
the
pitching
basis
frogs,
of the name?
You know, you go top water frog, and sometimes you'll catch a reaction. So as soon as it hits the surface, blah, you hit that huge explosion.
Ooh,
extremely fun.
What
way
am
to
I thinking of?
Fish.
Do you know what I'm talking about? There's a nerve in the fish that causes them to feel the vibration in the water and have that reaction strike.
You guys are looking at me
like I'm crazy. I'll come up with it though. And if I don't, I'm going to look it up at the break because I'm going to tell you what. It's driving me nuts.
It's going to drive you nuts.
It's going to drive me nuts.
Okay, but what?
So reaction tackle.
Yep.
Out of Beaver Dam, Wisconsin. We're talking about a local company.
Big
Bend, Wisconsin. Tell me about the hottest lures, jigs, baits. What's the hottest thing going right now? I mean, we go back and forth from swim baits to plastics to jigs. What's the hottest thing on the market right now?
Yeah, so 2016, we started with our moss green braided line, and we also started with a tungsten weight. So those were our kind of like our legacy products.
And tungsten has changed fishing.
It's
so much heavier than lead, sinks a lot faster.
It's twice the density as lead. It's much more compact profile. And as you're seeing now, legislation's coming out and limiting anglers' ability to use lead because it taints the water systems and everything in it. So tungsten is becoming more and more popular, not because of that legislation, but because it's a more effective fishing technique.
Yeah.
More effective material.
There is kind of a political aspect of the whole lead issue. Obviously, you cannot use lead in waterfowl. You have to use non-toxic shot, which they call. To me, I don't know. I'll be honest. It's a little frustrating because it's like, oh, we don't want lead in the water, which I understand. You don't want lead contaminating things. Lead paint, you know, has led to some real issues, particularly in Wisconsin because people ended up eating lead paint chips and it can cause serious, you know, nervous system issues for people who eat it. But on the other side of it, lead comes from the earth. It's not like it's some crazy deal. But I think we're going to see, this is one of those areas where I don't think legislation or not, I think the public's going to move to it because it is a better, more effective product to fish with.
Yep.
Now, and you guys do, you do a lot of tackle too, right? You
Absolutely.
Do baits and
we
lures.
We have tackle trays, bags, we have backpacks, we have, our definitive product really is our line though. We have...
Is that what you have over there? You brought your whole smorgasbord in.
You guys wouldn't believe all the gear that I brought in here. Almost every single product we have in a Milwaukee pack out. It's a beautiful thing. Anyways...
Well, why don't you show us something?
It's all organized and everything. I'm definitely interested in learning about this. I need...
All right, so...
Okay, if I want to go walleye fishing, what do you got?
So you've got, like, trays and trays of braided line.
So walleye fishermen do... they troll majority of the time for walleye, right? So you're going to want metered line if you don't have a counter. So you're going to want to use something that is... metered. So that's when this camouflage comes in play. So
every
10 meters, it's going to change color. So we've got all these different colors of metered line, and we call them camo or multicolor.
Now, I want to stop and go through that because I don't think people realize how cool it is. I mean, I fish a lot. I fished my whole life. I never even realized that when you're fishing, you've got certain lines that you can tell how much line is out and the depths of something just by looking of the at the line that's coming out of your spool. And you said the walleye line is important to do that. So I'm going to ask you this question. Walleye are also the most temperamental about seeing line. So how do you balance that between walleye being very finicky about seeing the line, which is why a lot of people don't use the braided on walleyes because they're worried about them seeing it. And then, but on the other side, you've got a line that you're able to tell what it is, but the fish is still striking it.
Yes, sir. Yeah. So you've got two forms of line. You're going to either use a fluorocarbon or a mono leader, which is you'd put 5 to 10 feet of leader on, and you tie that directly to your braid. So you've got what the fish can see, and you have what the angler can see. The angler has to know which lines, because a lot of times you're trolling with six lines off the back, and you've got people on your boat, and you have to know where your lines are so they're not getting crisscrossed, all these things, once you get a hookup. But then, like you said, the walleye, they can see that braided colored line, so you tie on a fluorocarbon or a monofilament, which we do have fluorocarbon and monofilament in a multitude of colors.
Is that, like, your biggest product, the braided line that's got, you know, the metered braided line? Is that something that sells really well? Or is that something that some people don't even know about yet?
It's in combination. That's kind of my role at the organization, is how do we spread the word and continue to drive that that awareness, right? Metered line is also used with bass fishermen because it looks cool.
Yeah,
it looks
sure
cool, that's
you
it.
Know,
it
you've, does got a, you've got a particular colored rod and reel, and you want to match your line to your reel. There's
this
that
is
aesthetics
very true.
Portion of
this
the,
is
of
very
the business
true.
That's
where,
like, yeah.
I'm not gonna lie, I definitely do that.
And that's where TikTok comes in. We started up a TikTok account. We're overdriving that awareness on TikTok via live stream.
How do people check out your Instagram and TikTok and your social medias?
Reaction Tackle everywhere. Plain and simple. Just look up Reaction Tackle.
It's a pretty blue bass on it.
Yep. Yeah, thank you.
I'm kind of surprised. I'll be honest. I'm kind of surprised you guys were able to land that name, Reaction Tackle.
Absolutely.
Because that seems like something someone should have thought of, you know, in the caveman days. But you guys have it, and you're right here out of Big Bend, Wisconsin, Waukesha County.
Yep.
And I'm telling you, folks, one of the things that this show is about is promoting the great state of Wisconsin and the products that come out of the state of Wisconsin. So if you're a fisher person, if you're an angler, get out there and definitely check out the Reaction Tackle. Danielle,
I have questions.
One thing that kills me, because, like, now the outdoors used to just be about how do I catch a fish or how do I hunt an animal successfully. Now there is an entire artful structure around the design of what you wear. There's a whole fashion industry with fishing and hunting now that didn't exist before. How do you deal with that, Cody? But actually,
great
answer
question.
That question,
that's
because
question.
I really want to know the answer to that. And Danielle, don't forget your question.
Oh, I won't.
Okay. Yeah. So when it comes to the aesthetics of fishing, right, you're seeing all these social media influencers. They're coming out, and even some of the very large global manufacturers are coming out with these lifestyle-related clothing brands with their brands. And so I've talked about it, and I'm actually wearing a hat today that I just paid for and created, something that's a little bit more, you know, with the times, I guess.
Yeah, it's really modern, really
in vogue,
slick.
More
like
lifestyle.
What do the
maybe
kids
you wouldn't
say these days? It's bussin'.
Oh, maybe.
Bussin'?
It's fire.
Ooh,
what?
Fire, yeah.
It's fire. I don't know. That my daughter says
I say, you know what word I'm bringing back?
Bussin'.
It's ballin'.
Oh, you're the man.
It's busted, man.
Yeah, you know, just when it comes to lifestyle stuff, being the face and kind of the personality behind the brand, I want to portray that and in a way that is kind of, you know, with the times, and I'm a young guy, I'd like to think. Just turned 30. Join the club.
Yeah, you're still young, bro.
Yeah, I'm
when
35.
You're 52.
Yeah.
When you're
well,
52,
Bandit's four, so there we go.
And I'm dead, then you can say you're not as young anymore. But I think it blows my mind, and I don't know how to feel about it yet. And Danielle, it's like when we had the topic of the fact that there's not a lot, but it's growing, of hunting clothing that is made for and fits women. You had brought that up to me before.
Lanta, yes, I have.
So one thing that's interesting to me is if it does have more of a fashion aspect to it, that's not necessarily a bad thing. Because all of these things we're talking about are things that are going to get someone interested in fishing.
Well, it's the whole...
And hunting.
It's the separate. It's the fashion outside of it, so you can still represent what you use and what you do outside of when you're actually doing it, and then using it when you actually are doing it for, like, the woman Sika or the DSG. Like, I like to use their stuff because I have stuff that you don't, and you got stuff that I don't. So, like, things need to align properly for me to have a better life, so I can squat down when I see a bird coming, or so I could just sit and be chill and actually be comfortable and not have to adjust my legs all the time or go to the restroom.
Yeah, I would add on to that and say that it all begins with the product that you're offering, right? Because no one's going to rep your brand if they don't believe in your product, and it's a high-quality product that is seen in a lot of places.
Mm-hmm.
So,
rep brands and they fade, but the ones that have longevity are the ones that are the quality product.
Yeah, the quality product doesn't...
Absolutely.
And then I have this issue now. When it says waterproof, let it be waterproof. I have bought 3 different waders of a certain brand for chicks, and every single one leaks.
Yeah.
I'm going to
tell
one.
You something. There is no such thing as waterproof. That's what I have learned in life.
So
there's
upset.
No waterproof watch. There's no waterproof gun. There's no waterproof
anything.
Everything
is water resistant.
Nothing is waterproof. I have an $800 pair of hunting boots that I put all the beeswax on and everything else, and they are not waterproof.
Very annoying.
Yeah, even I got the iPhone 14, and I was shooting content at my parents' backyard in their pool in their backyard, and I'm like, Do I dunk my iPhone? Get some underwater footage?
That'd be cool.
I contemplated it for like 30 minutes.
Don't do it.
And I was like, I can't
not.
Do it.
Nope.
I'm not
because it's those
do
marketers.
That.
They tell us we can do it, but
yeah, and then
nope.
I screw up my
no,
phone.
No, get the you know what? Get a go. Get a cheap GoPro and put the case around it. That's
or just get
that little
clear pouch thing and then record it.
I do have a GoPro, and we do have some great footage on our social media. You guys can check that out.
Okay, but question because we're about to go to break in 2 minutes. I am so flipping confused, and Google does not tell me the correct answer, and it keeps giving me 50 different answers.
Hit me.
Okay, so I just want to go bass fishing, okay?
Yeah.
30 pound? What?
All right, so it depends. So if you're going...
Because I'm not
going
to catch a 30-pound fish.
It depends on the foliage.
I might,
a lot of it's depending on the foliage. So
like,
if you're,
you have 30-pound, 15-pound, 45, 25, or 40?
Oh, it goes up to 100-pound.
We fish for gators with 100-pound braided line.
Oh, yeah. But if you're going bass fishing and you hook into a lily pad, those things are anchored so deep and they're so hard to get out. You want to trust that you can yank that out. So go with – I've got 20-pound braid, but people go up to 65, 80-pound with depending
on the
foliage.
So it's pretty much just preference. It's not – doesn't
– It's preference. So much in the fishing industry is preference, and people know they have the
what you like to cast, what's not going to get bound up in your bait caster. There's a million things.
Yeah.
Oh, I got my first bait caster, and everyone keeps telling me I'm going to nest that baby
They're
up.
Rat's
nope.
nests.
You'll figure it out real quick. There's 2 settings. You got the break, and you got the fall setting. Dial those in. You're good
I'm
to go.
I'm so pumped.
And we're setting up for a break, so we're going to be right back on Raising Wisco. We got Cody Doberstein from Reaction Tackle with us, and, of course, Danielle. And I'm Joel Clayfish. We'll be right back.
Sandwiches are the original fast food. What could be easier than spreading a bit of mustard on Country Hearts cracked wheat bread, then topping with smoked ham and cheddar, or maybe a peanut butter and strawberry jam on Kids' Choice whole grain white? So, on your way to the lake or park this summer, skip the drive-thru and pack a cooler with your favorite sandwiches instead. Country Hearts Breads, baking our best for you.
so hot. Wait. Now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. A severe thunderstorm watch continues until 10 p.m. tonight. Cloudy skies expected tonight with lows around 65. Winds out of the northeast, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Highs around 80. Tomorrow, mainly cloudy skies. Slight chance for scattered showers tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 62, partly cloudy skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 77 degrees.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. On The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
To bass fishing and fishing in general, people are very superstitious. And part of that superstition is in what you're using out there, what rig you got set up. Cody Doberstein from Reaction Tackle, you have got the studio filled with, like, awesome, crazy plastics.
So much stuff.
And I'm going to tell you something. There is something, if you're just getting into fishing or you'd like to get into fishing, you may or may not have ever heard of the term wacky rigging something. So Cody's going to explain what wacky rigging is and why it's so dang effective. Man, at the end of the day, and I see you brought in some topwater frogs that are absolutely look fantastic, and you're going to get that reaction strike from the bass when they hit the water and you're chugging them through. They just can't help themselves. Mm-hmm. But I still think the most effective way to hunt bass.
Look at you
fish
go.
Bass, is the wacky rig. Where did the wacky rig come from, and why is it so effective and so popular?
You know, it just kind of came out of the blue, just like the Nico rig within the last couple of years. I don't know if you've heard of the Nico rig. It's essentially wacky rigging, but a nail weight in the end that just is,
yeah, I have.
You know,
and
it makes that front end
kind of slides
heavier.
A little more instead of just the,
it's top heavy, so it's just you can bounce it off the bottom a little bit more. Wacky rigging has been around for a while now, and it's just such an effective way to get bass in the boat.
So wacky rigging, you meaning
wacky rigging, you can do a couple ways. You can stick an extra wide gap hook through the center of the worm, and then you toss it out there, you let it sink naturally, let that gravity take it down, and then you twitch it a couple times, and then you let it sink and twitch it a couple times. Nine out of ten times, you're gonna get a strike on that.
Okay.
I don't know why. We came out with 11 different colors, and we're continuing to come out with more. We sell a 24-pack for $14.99. It's a value pack, and they're very, very good at delivering bass.
They're just unbelievable. So what do they call? I mean, I use these, you know, stick baits or soft baits, mm-hmm. they call them stick baits. And you've got a million colors in here. And I always try to match the color of the water with the worm I'm using. Is that the correct approach or not?
As natural as possible. There's so many variables when it comes to bass fishing. My rule of thumb is go as natural as possible. Look at what's around you.
Don't they say, like, if the sun's out, you gotta use brighter stuff, and then if it's darker, use darker stuff.
I heard they say if the sun's out, guns out.
Oh, Danielle. That's me all day, Joel.
Yeah. I'm a proponent on going natural.
I don't want to bust my new shirt.
You know,
speaking of busting.
Well, I'm going to tell you what. This is one reason I'm glad radio doesn't have a visual component, because if Danielle and I compared biceps, I'm pretty sure she would win that contest.
I'm very proud of my biceps. Like,
yeah. Holy cow.
Let's go.
Oh, yeah. My gosh.
I know.
Danielle, holy cow. What are you curling these days?
Look at 100
pounds? What? Anastasia's in there. She's cheering for you. She's
like, do you want to touch it?
No. But I don't want to arm wrestle you either because that would... both of those things would end disastrously.
Okay, was this correct when I did it? I put this on sideways, so I call it a mustache bait.
Sure. Yeah, you can call it a mustache bait.
I put it on sideways, and I started casting out sideways, and I learned how to skip. I'm very good at skipping.
Cool.
Okay, and then, skip under docks.
Uh-huh. So I'm brand new. Brand new. So this is all... wonderful stuff to me right
Danielle,
now.
One great thing about what? You, man, you embrace, like, the newest thing, new to you, and you just go for it. I mean, like, yeah. 1 week, Danielle's in the studio like, I don't know, I think I'm going to try noodling. And the next time I see her, there's a picture
yeah,
of, like, a 400-pound catfish up to her shoulder.
Oh, you went?
Oh, yes.
She did it,
multiple
bro.
Times.
Look okay. out.
All right.
I,
mean,
this, yeah.
I don't know who I'm
yeah.
sitting next to.
No, it's...
Hey, if you're gonna do something, you gotta do it. Just like you have to go.
It's crazy.
Lay up boat
Cape
duck
buffalo hunting. Oh, I thought you were gonna say Cape. I want to hunt a Cape buffalo.
Okay, you have to go Cape buffalo hunting.
They call them Black Death in South Africa.
I feel like there's more of a chance of you doing that than going out lay up boat hunting.
I don't think so. No? Schaller does it. Todd Schaller does lay up boat hunting. I think I'm gonna give it a try. In fact, I'm gonna be talking to him this weekend at the Wisconsin Waterfowl Hunters Expo. Danielle is gonna be on a panel there about women in hunting, and I'm gonna be making. Ooh. Pot pies, showing you how to turn wild game into the most delicious food you can eat, because God knows I love to eat. We got provider spices and rubs. The Fowl Life's going to be there. Jargon's going to be there, along with everything you could imagine. And I'm telling you what, I bet you. Now, this is a question I have for you, Cody Doberstein from Reaction Tackle.
Yes, sir.
Are you guys getting around to some of the shows?
That is something we will be taking a look at. Someone brought up the Catfish and Crappie Conference coming up in February. We might be attending that.
The Catfish and Crappie Conference.
That's it.
All I can see right there is like the old-time picture of the dogs playing cards at the table, like a catfish and a crappie at a conference table.
Yep.
It's the Catfish and Crappie Conference.
That's
is that
it.
A dad joke, Danielle?
I
like
that.
I'm a new dad,
though. I don't know what you're talking about with the catfish and the crappie, but I know the dogs playing poker.
Okay. Well, you could have a catfish, a crappie, and a dogfish, I guess, playing poker. I
mean, well, so something about Reaction Tackle is we are still absolutely bootstrapping. We're like startup style. You know, 2016, only 7 years into it, just brought on me and one other person. We're still as lean as physically possible as we can get. And, you know, shows, you need a way to measure the success of them.
Well,
and
for sure.
We might be getting into that space very soon.
Well, I have to tell you now, and I'm not joking about this, one of the things about social media, so there's good and bad with social media. I mean, half the time I can't stand social media because it drives me nuts that people spend so much time on it and aren't into the great outdoors. But then the great aspect of social media is you can actually sample something you like by watching it and learning about it before you actually purchase it. And the products that you brought in here, I mean, these look like some fairly high quality products. In fact, I'm looking at the stick baits. They say high quality
stuff.
High quality.
Are these called Senkos?
They're Senko style.
Not allowed to say it.
You're not allowed.
I don't know. I'm sorry.
Trademark, just like chatterbait with vibrating bladed jigs.
Oh,
it's just like a word, like Kleenex.
So these are stick baits, is what I've called these.
Yeah.
Is that what you call them? Too?
I call
stick
them wacky worms.
Wacky worm, wacky rigs, wacky worms. Yeah,
I call them mustache worms.
What a surprise.
While we're on the wacky worms, too, we sell O-rings and a wacky worm tool
that makes the
world of wacky rigging extremely easy.
Because what about those
the hook is not going to be cutting through the worm and deteriorating
correct.
A lot faster.
We are getting close to the end of the show, and I feel like Cody had a very special announcement for
you guys.
Our listeners.
Such phenomenal listeners. I wanted to hook you, all you beautiful listeners, up with a promo code, which is WISCO20 for 20% off our storefront. Go to reactiontackle.com and use that code. It expires Sunday at midnight.
Sunday at midnight. Take advantage of it.
Like Danielle, if you're new into bass fishing or if you're a seasoned veteran, make sure you take advantage. We bring value packs to the market. The highest quality products for the cheapest we can do it. Go support us. We appreciate you guys.
Well, that is awesome.
Thank you.
again, exciting. It just goes to, and one of the, this is so great to have the show raised in Wisco, because people say, oh, well, what is the format? The format is what we want it to be.
Yep.
Talking about the great state of Wisconsin, the great outdoors, the products that are made here, the products that are sold here in the state of Wisconsin. We got a company in here right now, Big Bend, Wisconsin, Reaction Tackle. You know, we talk about the Wisconsin connection to just about everything. And thank you for joining us. We'll be back next week. Check us out at the Wisconsin Waterfowl Hunters Expo this weekend in Oshkosh. Have a great week. We'll be seeing you next week on Raised in Wisco. We're out.
A perfect day starts with perfect breakfast. Start your day with Brunch It Up. Our experts are serving up the ultimate brunch experience. Our menu is loaded with inventive dishes from chicken and waffles to cinnamon roll pancakes. Try unique cocktails like Brunch Bloody Mary with house-infused vodka. Come brunch it up over bottomless mimosas or a midday pick-me-up. Or with the whole family for an unforgettable Sunday brunch. Brunch It Up in Milwaukee, Brookfield, or Cedarburg from 7 to 3 on weekdays and 8 to 3 on weekends. Let's brunch it up.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.